All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page 109, the second paragraph. Remember, again, we're speaking over here about the nature, the subject of this chapter, are the different things that ultimately go ahead and cause a person to lose out on acquiring the midah of zehiros, introspection, contemplation. So right now we're focusing on the idea of leitzanus, of ultimately silliness, but more specifically, making a joke out of everything in life. So second paragraph, page 109. We actually read this on Friday, but we'll just go over it again. Yeshaya Hanavi used to call out about this, used to cry out about this like a rooster. He would lament this. Because Yeshaya ultimately saw that because the people just simply made a joke out of everything, his rebuke was unable to ever really make an impact on anyone. Because everyone simply discounted everything he said by writing it off as a joke. Omer Yeshaya kolatochachos lo shavos, ki kishiyesh tziniyut lo davar ozer. And Yeshaya essentially said, you know, I could give you all the mussar, I could rebuke you, I could give you all of the constructive feedback, but at the end of the day, nothing matters, because where there is cynicism, so nothing ever sticks. You could say something 1,000 times, and it'll just simply slide off the individual. Yesh klipa atuma. There is a thick, literally klipa is like a thick shell. Afechalo makshiv. So no one listens, no one takes to heart any of the rebuke. Even Yeshaya Hanavi could speak and speak and speak, and his statements mean nothing. Limros kidulaso harbe, despite his greatness, zema abed es tikva sachot. And the sad part says Ramchal, is, you know, not that people aren't, you know, sure, it could be that Yeshaya Hanavi doesn't feel like he's having an accomplished prophetic career, because at the end, no one's listening. That's not the tragedy. The tragedy in this is that the sinner has no hope, because what gives the sinner hope is the ability that after doing something wrong, someone tells me something, I hear something, I understand something, that indicates to me that my ways are off, that what I'm doing is not correct. But when a person is cynical, when a person ultimately makes everything into a joke, takes nothing seriously, then at the end of the day, it's virtually impossible for the sinner to ever turn himself around. This is what the Navi says when he says, "Do not disclose it to me. Do not be a letz. Do not make a joke out of everything, lest you go ahead and intensify your chains." Ukvar gazru omer chachamim zichron levracha shalit mevi ha'isur alav. The Gemara says that the fool. The one who's cynical, the one who makes everything into a joke, he brings terrible suffering upon himself. This, says Ramchal, is logical. Because the way the world works is the following. Someone who understands things, and someone who is impacted through contemplation and through that which he learns in life, does not require physical suffering. Because he will go ahead and repent from his sins even without this. So this is actually a very important yesod. What Ramchal is saying over here is the following. Ramchal is saying that, we're going to say these words, but of course they require an incredible amount of further contemplation, introspection themselves. But Ramchal posits that the entire purpose of suffering is a wake-up call. Suffering is a wake-up call. Suffering tells us that something in life needs to be different. Suffering tells us that something in life needs to be adjusted. That's the whole point of Yisurin. It's not as much a punishment as much as it is a wake-up call. So says Ramchal something amazing. Someone who is a contemplative, thoughtful individual, so ultimately, again, he will get the wake-up call even without the Yisurin, even without the suffering. Because again, he'll get the wake-up call from the things he sees. He'll get the wake-up call from the things that he learns. He'll get the wake-up call from things that he hears all around him. That's what gives him the wake-up call. But somebody who's a letz and somebody who just makes a joke out of everything, he never gets the wake-up call. So if he never gets the wake-up call, the only way to ultimately give him that wake-up call is through Yisurin. is through suffering. That's what it means. But the Ramchal is saying that's what it means when the Gemara says Shalit Mevi Hayisurin Alav, that the Letz brings suffering upon himself. That statement ultimately means that the Letz doesn't learn from anything else, and therefore, by definition, he learns from suffering. He goes on. He says, but the Leitzanim who don't have an awakening because of rebuke or because of introspection, page 110, because of the power of their silliness, so therefore they never have this awakening. They have no remedy. There's nothing that addresses all of their shortcomings except for judgment, divine justice, punishment. There's one thing that's clear, which is no matter how big of a letz one may be, right? There's one thing that no one jokes about, which of course is suffering. That's the one thing. So, meaning a person's koach of leitzonos could go ahead and push aside and could go ahead and mock many, many different things. When it comes to suffering, however, that's the one thing that everyone is forced to take seriously. So the letz, who doesn't take any level of musr, who doesn't introspect as a result of just simple contemplation or simple life understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits Yisurim upon such an individual to make him pay attention to life. Top of 110. He goes on, he says, third line, V'nei komer, kim v'nei kvi chomer ha'chet v'toldosov, therefore, unfortunately, in accordance with the severity of the sin and its outgrowth, the shofet, the true judge, will be chomer. Ultimately, will go ahead and take seriously the punishment. So the Gemara says that Leitzanos is very difficult. Why? Because in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits suffering upon the person, but if they still don't heed the word of the message of the Yisurin Sofo Kalaya, ultimately Chasna person will be destroyed. Shnei Amar, Penyachseku Mosrechem, Kikala Venechritza Shamati. So I'll say, so again, so this is the ongoing message ultimately of the Ramchal, that the power of Leitzonos, the destructive power of Leitzonos, is that it prevents a person from being serious about anything in life, prevents a person from internalizing any kind of real message, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no choice but to dispatch Yisurin, suffering upon such an individual, in order to go ahead and get them to be attentive in life. Let's go to the second section, page 110. Heres Leitzanos Kasuv Shaleitzim Einam Roem Pnei Shechinos. This is actually a very profound statement. Chazal write that the Leitzim, right, the silly ones, never see the Shechina. They don't see the Shechina. Lachin Zedavar Shachit Sarich Li Shalom. So we'll say, so you understand, by the way, now we understand that statement. That's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. It's a cause and effect. This is in general a very important issue. You know, Rechaim Shmulevitz speaks about this in Sichos Musar. I mentioned this in the past, that, you know, he says, we speak a lot about schar and onesh, reward and punishment. But in reality, the better term to use is cause and effect. He says, for example, a person goes ahead and sticks their hand into the fire. So is that an onesh? Is that a punishment? It's not a punishment. It's a cause and effect. See, since let's say the world works, a person does a particular avera, and then there are repercussions. Are those repercussions considered to be a punishment? Not really, says Rechaim Shmulevitz. It's really there. It's a cause and effect. So when the Gemara says that the Leitz doesn't see the Shechina, he never sees the Shechina, is that a punishment? No, now we understand that thing. What it's saying is the person is a letz, with everything is a joke, they internalize nothing, they never introspect, they never think on a deeper level. So what happens? I never make any steps towards God. So by definition, the result ultimately of my letzanos is that I never see the Shechina. Lachin zedover shahachi tzarech lishomer. Therefore, a person has to be very careful and very vigilant to stay away from this leitzanos. He says, "Halitzanos kshura lo rak lebedichos, ela liyitziras merchav nefesh shemeafsher shuv choser hisyachsus ritzinis la'arachim." So we'll say leitzanos is not about jokes, as we spoke about earlier. Ramchal was very encouraging. Have a good sense of humor. Know how to laugh. Those are all wonderful things. That's not what leitzanos is. Leitzanos is the inability to connect to anything in life in a serious fashion. The inability to go ahead and literally take anything seriously. Adam yachol la'amo bekariros nafshis. A person could go ahead and live life literally, kiruus nafshis is like spiritual coldness, really like a spiritual indifference to everything. Richuk nafshi, spiritual distance. So ultimately, a person can be very smart, but very emotionally, spiritually stupid, because a person ultimately, again, doesn't feel from anything. Why? Because enough leitzanos, and this is scary. Was enough leitzanos deadens you on the inside. Enough leitzanos just simply takes away your inability to feel anything internally. Lo mitragesh me'arachim. Person simply does not feel as a result of anything in life. Misyaches b'savlanut ma'od gidola l'to'evos u'l'pshamiyum. Rav says actually very profound. With this, we'll end with these lines. He says, but a person begins, you know, savlanut. So patience is a wonderful midah, except when it's too much patience with yourself. Rav says it's good to have patience with others. Don't have patience with yourself. With myself, I have to be very exceptionally impatient. What am I going to do? What am I going to accomplish? What am I going to do? It's time to move on. The problem is, when a person has leitzanos, so they're very patient with themselves. They're very patient with themselves. Last paragraph on page 110. Vizu leitzanos sheyatzar tila atzmecha. This leitzanos sometimes that we create for ourselves, magen kazeh, this type of shield, mipnei kol harigishios shel adam normali. Magen mipnei harigishios shel masparali. So we'll say, so what happens over here? So a person begins to create a shield that distances between themselves and everything else in life. A person begins to create this shield. Remember again, the example that Ramchal gave with the shield, ultimately again, that's coated with oil. And everything just simply slips off the shield. With enough leitzanos, if a person doesn't take anything seriously, a person is cynical, they create that oiled shield and everything just simply slips off of it. He goes on, harasa sakol, you could destroy everything. Atafa sakol b'min ma'atefes karira atuma. So what happens? A person could literally envelop themselves with like life coldness and indifference. Nothing matters, nothing sticks, everything is a joke, everything is cynical. Very strong wording. We'll say where there is cynicism and there is that oiled shield, a person becomes capable of anything. And this is not in a good way, this means in a negative way. Why? Because nothing sticks, because nothing is serious, because again, everything is just simply cynical. Harastas harigishio shelcha atamtes libecha. A person could destroy their feelings. A person could go ahead and cut off their heart. Ata mispire bazet. Listen to this. Sha'ata ma'od savlan. A person could be very proud with themselves. Oh, look, I'm such a savlan, right? I'm so patient with myself, right? I'm giving myself time. Ata lo savlan. So here Rav Kashtil uses very strong words. He says, you're not a savlan, right? You're not patient with yourself. Ata chaser regesh pashut. Well, say it's not the pshat that a person is patient with themselves, but rather, again, a person simply is missing fundamental feelings. A person simply is missing a hergish towards themselves. Ata adam mace. A person ultimately, again, is considered to be like someone who is dead. So says Rav Kashel, I will say, with this will end, very profound yisod, that through leitzanos, unfortunately, a person could literally kill off any kind of feeling on their inside. Through leitzanos, a person, chas v'shalom, could go ahead and deaden everything, and through leitzanos, a person could prevent themselves, chas v'shalom, from ever growing by accepting or hearing or listening to Musar. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up on the top of page 111 tomorrow.